Jason Kim Murillo asks, any survival tips for being the middle child?
Go up to your parents, like, at least once a week and just be like, hey, I exist.
Just hang in there, because you may end up being the one who really succeeds in your family.
I think finding your own thing and focusing on that would be the best.
Since you have an older brother or sister, probably, you know, be nice to them.
Be nice to your older siblings. Be very nice.
Try to make it as best you can. Your older sibling will eventually move out. And so you will be the oldest for a moment in time.
They'll get so sad because everybody says that, like, the oldest and the youngest child gets, like, the favorite. For an Oreo, do you like the cream or do you like the cookie? You like the cream. So that's good for being a middle child.
I was a middle child. You're always the bad one. You're always the one that doesn't do anything right. Have confidence in yourself that no matter what they say, that first child isn't perfect no matter what, and neither is the baby.
You're the lucky one who flies under the radar. Like, the older one is already taking care of business and is broken in your parents. The younger one's the baby, and everyone's going to be focused on the baby. You, my friend, get to do a lot of cool things that people are like, whatever, second time around. So I would just say take advantage of that.
Scott Davis asks,
why is a building called a building when it's already built?
I don't know.
That's a very good question. That could be like a world wonder.
It's a great question. You know, like, why do we park in a driveway and drive on a parkway?
English language is already pretty messed up, so I feel like just accept it and move on.
I really don't know. I didn't devise the English language, and a lot of things in English don't make too much sense.
Ask your English teacher.
Well, the verb to build, the noun building, and I think it's just all that it's in a relationship.
I guess that's just what the name was called for it. A construction worker said, when are we going to build this building? Or Miss said something, and then the manager caught on and started calling it a building.
Onyx and Sunstone asked, what do I do if I forget my homework?
I'm a teacher. You're asking the wrong man that question.
I don't know. Your dog ate your homework. Go with that.
Say, I forgot my homework. I'll bring it the next day. And that should do it.
Bring it the next day if you couldn't do it? With, like, a parent's signature.
Ask for, like, maybe a half credit, because overall, that was your fault.
The first time, you could probably speak to the teacher and say, I'm sorry, I forgot my homework. But if it happens again, you're out of luck.
Honesty is the best policy. You got to go in, you got to talk to your teacher, and you got to say, I'm sorry, I forgot it. And maybe you take a lower grade or something.
Beg the teacher for an extension. And let the teacher know that you promised to do the homework and that you will have it to her or him at X time.
I shouldn't say this, but I'm real good at lying. So if you make it up sounding like you were busy, sometimes teachers will, like, let it go.
I doubt this will work, but if you're really desperate, I mean, you could try making up an elaborate excuse. The aliens abducted me this morning, and they took my homework with them.
Thanks for watching another episode of Advice.
Subscribe. New shows every week.
We love answering you guys' questions, so keep them coming.
Bye.
I'll see you guys later. I'm building a building. Oh, my God.